Okay, good morning. I sent out the PDF for today's Mesillas Yesharim. I just went on the WhatsApp group, so hopefully you have it. So let's begin. We're continuing this morning in Perek Chof Beis, chapter 22 in Mesillas Yesharim. So remember again, we're speaking about the various aspects of anava, of humility. So we spoke about a couple of different ideas. We spoke about the idea that actional anava, actional humility, is comprised of four different parts. So let's continue. Hachelek Hasheni, we're on page Resh Lamed Beis. The second aspect or the second part of actional anava is Sevilas Ha'albonos, the ability to go ahead and literally, Sevilas means to be sovel, to tolerate. Albonos means degradation. In other words, on a simple level, it's the ability to go ahead and handle insult without necessarily having to respond.
To whom does HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive? Lemisha over Apesha, to one who is over, to one who is able to overlook the iniquities of others.
So we'll say this is a very profound idea that often in life when we are insulted or slighted, so the reflexive reaction is to respond. Somebody gives it to me, I'm going to give it right back. What Chazal are talking about over here is that a form of humility is even when someone is chas v'shalom insulted, they don't feel the need to respond in kind. And they don't feel the need ultimately to, if I'm attacked, to therefore go ahead and attack the other. So remember, just to speak about this for a moment, this is not Chazal telling us that we should be a shmata, right? That we should let people walk all over us, that we shouldn't stand up for ourselves. Chas v'shalom. This is Chazal telling us that sometimes people do stuff to us, but in life, the key thing to remember is there is a finite amount of time, finite amount of energy, finite amount of resources. And every person has to make a fundamental decision about how they use all of those things. So if someone goes ahead and insults me, and I decide therefore to get down and roll in the mud with the individual, just understand, I'm using my time and I'm using my resources in a particular way. And it's in a way that's not going to yield all that much. And so when I decide to allocate my resources and time in that way, then at the end of the day, I am missing out on other opportunities for growth and self-actualization. So therefore, again, Chazal extol the individual who is able to be sovel albonos. Okay, you want to attack, you want to insult, one of this, fine. Okay, get it off your chest. Hopefully you feel a little bit better. But now I'm moving on with my life. I'm not going to go ahead and get down into the mud with you. I'm not going to go ahead and start with all of this stuff, because if I get engaged with you with all of these things, then at the end of the day, it is I who lose out from moving forward with life accomplishment. So the Gemara tells a story. Kosovir first the Yimar Shabbos, but Omru Od Hane Alavan the Inan Ulvin, Shomin Chai Pasan the Inan Mashivin, Alava Kosov Omer, Boahavav Kitse Sashemish Big Vuraso. So you had the Gemara says, same as Gemara Sech Shabbos, right? Those Hanelav Mainova, those who hear their degradation, but do not degrade others. They hear their embarrassment, but they do not respond about them. The Pasuk says, Va'ohavav Kitse Sashemish Big Vuraso. And those who love HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately, again, are as brilliant or as luminescent as the sun when it comes out. So the ability to restrain yourself, even when you've been offended or you've been hurt, the ability to restrain yourself and not respond is not only a form, ultimately, of anava, of humility, but is also an incredible form of just personal strength. But again, I just want to point out, the idea behind this is, we all know this because we've all been drawn into interpersonal conflict. So what happens when someone insults you or someone upsets you and you respond? So you respond to them and then they respond to you. And then people get locked into prolonged conflict. And what does prolonged conflict usually yield? Not all that much. not all that much, except usually additional conflict. Or a person could say, okay, you hurt me, you offended me, you upset me, you shouldn't talk like that, you shouldn't say that, but I'm not engaging you. I'm not engaging. Now, obviously, if a person enters conflict and someone says something to me and I could respond in order to diffuse the conflict, or what that person said to me was based on some type of mistaken notion, then of course I can go ahead and respond in order to clear the air, in order to make things right. But at the end of the day, let's say, this is perhaps what he's describing over here is perhaps one of the greatest challenges of life. We so often get sucked into things that are not really important, and we get sucked into things that are not really relevant and are not really going to yield any type of significant positive results. And then we get pulled into it, and especially in the realm of conflict and in the realm of interpersonal strife, it's so easy to get really just sucked into it. And then once you get in, it's like a current that pulls you in and you can't get yourself out. So therefore, the Ramchal is saying, ask yourself, do you really want to spend your time on this? So this is this whole yisod. Anava, humility, says, look, you offended me. You offended me. And the truth is, my ego wants me to go to battle with you, right? My ego says, you hurt me. You impugn my honor. I am now going to respond and give it right back. That's my ego. That's my ego. Humility says, don't make this about your ego. Don't make this about your ego, but rather ask yourself, if you engage in this, will you really have the ability to continue doing the things you want to do? Or are you going to get pulled into this negativity and lose out on the opportunity to engage in dynamic life activity? That's the end of it. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up the Ramchal's going to share with us tomorrow. An incredible story highlighting this yisod, but we'll stop here for today. Shkach.